proudly serving the 15th District, Bloomfield, and Windsor. And this is all about House Bill 7082, an act concerning the inclusion of African American studies in the public school curriculum. Bobby, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. A 2015 study found that only one or two lessons of total K through 12 classes devoted to African American studies.
Yes, that is very true. I took the liberty of going into one of the history classrooms in my school. As you may know, I'm a 24-year educator.
I know you are.
And I looked at the history book, and I ask anyone to do this, and if you do, the history books are about 3 inches thick, but the portions of the history book that covers African-American history are less than a half inch thick. So African-American history is not being taught in our schools.
You know, what I couldn't understand, and never could, why can't we have all the history so we know what's going on?
Well, you know, that is very true. And I think teachers try their best to incorporate all different types of histories. But the unique thing about African-American history is that, you know, when I ask a student of any other descent or race, you know, where is your family from? They could name a country. If I can ask them, well, what is your native language? They can tell or even actually articulate and speak that other language. But when I ask an African-American student what country you're from, they don't know. When I ask them what is their language, they don't know. So African-American students have a strange disadvantage and have had to overcome different things to help this country. And I think that struggle that African-Americans have had to go through will help us all. It's a story of pride coming from Africa, where there were great scientists and mathematicians and engineers, to slavery, to post-slavery, when African-Americans had to go through Reconstruction and Jim Crow laws and had to fight for their portion, their part to be in this country. And now African-Americans are at a point where we're helping to continue to build a country. It was a unique story. It's a story that I think needs to be told, an inspiring story. So it's just a little bit different.
You know, I've been talking to some people, too, and it's going around. And people, you know, they want to have the history so they can talk about it and know what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually, Brad, it's funny. I've traveled the state. I truly have pushed in this bill, and people are just so ready for it. People want to know the history. And I think it's more than just the factual knowledge of the history. People want to know more about each other, and they want to understand one another. And the more you understand and know about each other, the more you can love one another, appreciate one another. So it's actually something that everyone really wants.
You know, only 13 states have laws in place to ensure that Black history is taught in their schools. Only 13 states out of all of them here in America.
Yeah. And I think it's time that we look at our curriculums and we teach this history. I believe Connecticut is ready for it. You know, if you think about some of the things that is happening throughout our country, the blackface, politicians using the N-word, references to children having cotton, it's pretty bad. But I think if we understand our histories, I think some of those things will go away, because on purpose or not, if you have an awareness of other people, then I think some of those things won't happen anymore.
Well, again, this is a tremendous thing that's going to happen tonight, 5 o'clock, and it's going to start. It's already started. And, Bobby, I think it's terrific that you're doing what you're doing. You've always been like this, and I think it's something that the school system in Bloomfield, Windsor, is going to be able to respond. I really do. I believe that.
Yeah, the great thing about it is that Principal Dan Buddy at Bloomfield High and Principal Sunday at Windsor High, I've met with them both, and they already teach classes in African American Studies. So Bloomfield and Windsor are right there. They're going to be at the hearing today, and actually the hearing starts at 2 o'clock. I believe also Superintendent Cook from Windsor and Superintendent Thompson from Bloomfield will be there as well. So Bloomfield and Windsor, we're leading this, and I'm so very proud.
So anyway, this is a first. So you're going to be there. That's terrific. And you know something, I was in high school, and we had that kind of high school studies and so on and so forth. Bill Jones was my buddy, and he was in the Marine Corps too, and. And he was African-American, and there was never any of this stuff. You don't do this, you don't do that. And it was amazing, amazing what you learned.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a depth of information. And again, as our students start to learn this, and actually our parents are going to learn it as well, you realize that we have so much that's in common. And our struggle, the African-American struggle, is a struggle of pride and success, and is actually very inspirational. And I really thank you for letting me be on your show. And when I go around and I talk to different people about the bill, I say, you know, we got to join a team. We got to form a team to make this bill pass. And Brad, you've joined the team, so I really appreciate it. We're all in this together.
Well, thank you very much. Great to have you with us, and just keep us informed, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
You bet. Okay, 2 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock in the morning.